Okay, we are on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are holding about six lines down in the wider lines. Tana Rabbanan. Shleisha Chayehen Einan Chayim. Three people whose lives is not considered to be a life. Harachmanim V'Harashchanim V'Anin Yadas. People who are overly compassionate, people who are overly angry, and people who are extremely sensitive, delicate, and finicky. V'amr b'yasef kulu isneu bi. Says b'yasef, all of these three things I have. It's interesting, why is b'yasef telling us that he has all of these three things? So Sora b'yasef says, and the reason why is because the Gemara says in Tainus, the idea sari l'rabim kadesh yispalu alav, meaning if a person is struggling, a person should make known their particular tsar in order that people should daven. So Rabbi Yosef was saying, unfortunately, I'm overly compassionate, I get overly angry. Maybe he felt this was, you know, kafi dargose, and I'm considered to be a finicky person. I'm sorry?
He's not saying he's only, he's saying they're fully, these characteristics, he said he has part of them.
He's saying he has part of them, did you think?
Yeah, not saying that he is.
Well, I mean, if a person is a Rachman, you wouldn't say that their life is not a life. It means that if it's Yosem, he die. Yeah, I'm just waiting to get the question clear, but I will do that shortly. I'm sorry, say again. The question is when Rabbi Yosef says all of these three traits I have, does he mean to say that I'm overly compassionate, overly angry, and overly finicky, or just I'm compassionate, I'm angry, I'm finicky? I'm assuming that when he says I am a Rachman, it means I'm an overly compassionate person, because the Gemara says each one of these three things renders a person's life ke'enachai. You know, you are, you know, if a person, you're supposed to be a Rachman. You know, if someone that doesn't have the trait of Rachmanis, so that is the Shleisha Simanim Shel Umazu, says the Gemara Yevama. So it's got to mean, I would think, that he is too compassionate. I think that's the way that we should explain. Fine, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shleisha Seinin Zeh Zeh. There are three types of people who hate each other. Ve'eluhin Haklovim, V'hatanagolin, V'hachabarim. Chabarim, which was a nation, which I think they overlapped with the Romans at that time. So Klavim and Tanagelim and Chabarim b'yeshemim af hazoines. And the Rishonim explain that often these types of the tzad hashava, the common theme, is that they have to fight over something. They feel that someone is taking something away from them. So the dogs are fighting for something in the Tanagalim, and these Chabarim, V'yeshem af hazoinos, because they feel that their colleagues are taking away business from them. V'yesh Imrin af Talmidei Chachamim Shebebavel. Even Talmidei Chachamim Shebebavel, it's considered that they are Seinim Zeh Zeh. That's a pretty strong statement to say, Talmidei Chachamim Shebebavel are Seinim Zeh Zeh. So they explain, so a few say this, Rabbi Yashin says a similar thing over here. He says, what's the pshat? The Gemara says that the way they would learn in Eretz Yisrael, they were man'imim zeh lezeh b'halacha. They were very pleasant. That is the way that they learned. Whereas the Talmid Chachamim in Bavel were merurim zeh lezeh kezayis. They were very bitter with each other, like an olive is bitter. And they explain, I'll read the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara says, "Afilo av ubnei rav talmidei nasim oivim zelazeh." They become enemies at the time. Says Rav Yashiv, "Oivim hu pshutei kimashmo, shesayve shemegale ponim batera shaloika alacha." And you feel that your friend is totally wrong, and you know there's huge stakes over here. You're megale ponim batera shaloika alacha. Uposik shloike din. I mean, your mamish, you feel your mamish often. You see the lashenis of the rishenim at times when they would argue with each other. You see sometimes the lashenis of the Ravid against the Rambam. This is one of his svaris, the ein bekulam grua mizeh. This is the worst svara he's ever said. You find that. And when they're arguing in chachma, so then there is a heter to do so. I once heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro that the Gemara in Shabbos says, Dorish Rav Tanchum, Ant Shloimei, on chachmascha, on suchlis anuscha. Where's your chachma? Where's your seichel? It's not bad enough that you're seiser, divri, David avicha, but you're seiser yourself. Moshe said, you know, how can he possibly speak in such a derogatory fashion to Shlomo HaMelech? I mean, surely that's Meir B'Malchus and so on. And there he said, the words of Shlomo are Chachmas Shlomo. And therefore, to the extent that it's Chachmas Shlomo, one is able to be Nigash with a regular Masu Matan, with a regular attitude that Talmid Chachamim and Rishenim have with each other. And the stakes are very high. And therefore, and especially before that the Psak Halacha was Nikba, like in the times of the Rishonim, when it wasn't so clear how we're going to paskin, so mamish, there were not some oivim zelazeth. But the Gemara says, as we know, that leizazu misham ad shenasu oihavim zelazeth. Whether that is at the end of the sugyas, this is what we ask of, whether or not that is after several days, but al kaponim, that was the anhaga in Bavel, and as we know, we go with the Talmud Bavel, not the Talmud Yerushalmi. Good. Tanavan shleisha oivim zelazeth. Elohein hagerim ba'avodim va'arvim. And some explain that the tzadashav is these individuals or these creatures are ones which are naturally more humble, and therefore they're not mizgoye echad al sheni, and they're very happy for the success of their friend, their colleague, and so on. Arba ein hadas sevlasim. There's four individuals where no one can really handle. No one can bear these individuals. Meaning they do aveiros, which is neged haseichel. So arba ein hadas sevlasin, elohein dal gei. If you have a person who's poor, who's a balgaivam, so like, what are you doing? What do you have to be mizgoya over? So someone who is a dal and he's a balgaiva, ashir makhish. And if you have a wealthy person and he denies, Rav Yashiv says, even a schum katan, small amount of money. I mean, you're a wealthy person. Even a small amount of money, you're not being straight. Bizakein minayif. If you have an older man who is an adulterer, meaning at a time when the taiva is not so strong, so you're doing something which is kind of neged aseichel. And parnis mizgoya al hatzibur bechinam. And if you have a leader of the kehila who is mizgaya on the tzibor unnecessarily. Meaning to say, the tzibor were the ones who they appointed you, and now you're going to go and you're going to be mistar over them. Someone who divorces his wife, takes her back, and so on, and does it again. That's also why did you divorced her, then you took her back and divorced her again. The Tanakama, who doesn't include that, zimna deksubasa maruba. At times, it's justifiable because if she's got a big suba and he divorces her, and then he realizes that he can't pay, and then he remarries her, because if you remarry her, it's al daita, it's al das, the original suba. You don't have to lay out a new suba. But then again, he realizes he just can't live with her, and therefore he does it a second time. Inami yishle banim imena, or he regrets because he feels that I have to be back together with her for the sake of the children. But then eventually he realizes that even that is too difficult. Hamisha Dvarim Tziva Kenan Ez Bonav. There are five things which Kenan was mitzave his children. Avu Zezeh, number one, you should love each other. Avu Esa Gezel, and you should love Gezel. It's a good business to get into. Avu Esa Zimo, and Znus, it's also Kedai. The Sinu Esa Denechem, you should hate your masters. And don't speak truth. It's a waste of time. What's the point? You can get accomplish much more if you lie. Six things which are said about a horse. Number one, oyev esaznus. Vizirmas Susim Zirmasam, as we know, Ayaves Aznus, Ayaves Amuchama, they actually like the battle. Varuchai Gasa, they have Gasas Ruach, like it says, Sus Virech Boy, Brahma Vayam, when they're Kshurim Zebezeh, it's the height of Gaiva, the rider on the horse, who is also a Bal Gaiva. Umayas Asashena, they detest sleep. Halavayim Yisashem Hamiva Eichel, Harbei Umaitzakima. They eat a lot, but they don't excrete so much. Yishemim Achmavakish, Larig Bailav Bimelchama. Amazing thing. The Sus, there's no loyalty that we don't find like the loyalty of a Kelev to its master. Not at all. When it comes to a Sus, it's Mavakish, Larig Bailav Bimelchama, and so on. Shiva Menudim L'Shamayim. There are seven individuals who are considered to be, or like some of the Yosekim Menudim L'Shamayim. It's as if they have been excommunicated in Shamayim. Eloheinu. Mi She'ein La'isha. Number one, someone who doesn't have a wife. Now, two things. Rabbi Yashiv says that there was a girsa of Yehudi She'ein La'isha. He says there was such a girsa. And he says, I'm sorry? Okay, so very good, because my Gemara doesn't say that. Mine just says Mi She'ein La'isha. So again, there were different Gersos. So he says Tevas Yehudi Huchnas Al Yedei Hatzensor Mishum SheYeshu Yemach Shema Elei Nasa Isha Ben Kosev Stam Mashma Lahem De Koyalov. So if we would just say someone who doesn't have a wife, then they would think, oh, we were coming to Bashmutz Yeshu HaNoitzri. So we said Yehudi She'ein La'isha. But he says, Kol Zeh B'Stam Aval Hishtagov Alei Etzliach Leslan Ba. We're not speaking about someone who would like to get married, but they have not been fortunate to find a wife. V'sheyesh Le'isha De'ein Le'banim Hemena. Again, it's if a person intentionally chooses to never have children. V'sheyesh Le'banim De'ein Megadlan L'tal Meteirah. And based on what we said yesterday, maybe it's referring to a situation where it's fairly easy to do. Umi she'ein loy tefillin bereishoy, utefillin bezroyoy, v'tzitzis bebigdoy, umezuzah bepischoy. And when it comes to tefillin bereish and tefillin shalyad, obviously that's a mitzvah yuvis, you must wear tefillin. When it comes to tzitzis bebigdoy, it means he's wearing a beged of arba kanfas, and he does not put tzitzis on. But a person is not menudah l'shamayim if they don't wear a four-cornered garment. As we know, the mitzvah of tzitzit is only if you're wearing a certain type of garment. Umezuzah b'pischei, v'hameinea min olim miraglov, someone who doesn't wear shoes, we say that's a bizoyin, especially for a Talmud Chacham. V'yesh eimrim af mi she'ein meisiv b'chabura shol mitzvah. Even someone who does not dine, he does not go to a Sudas mitzvah. Now this already is quite relevant. Ladina. If you look at Tezis on the next Amud, top of the Amud, Kufi Dalad, Tezis says, Ein Mesa Besudas mitzvah, Hainu Sudas Mila. The Amr of the Medrash, the Nitzol Medina Shal Gehenim. So number one, he says, Sudas Mila. Besudas Nisuin. The Talmud Chacham, with the Talmud Chacham, Ubas Kayen, Am La Kayen, or Ubas Kayen La Kayen, which is, as we saw in Vergevim, in Vergevim. I'm sorry?
Could the first one be Bas Talmud Chacham?
And the question is when it says Talmud Chacham, could it be Bas Talmud Chacham? Yeah, thank you very much. You're 100% right. Bas Talmud Chacham, you're correct. Thank you. Bas Talmud Chacham, Ubas Kayen La Kayen, Vedaf Keshishlam Shnei, Shishisham Bnei Adam Huganim, So we're saying if someone is invited to a Sudas mitzvah and they don't go, they are kimenu de l'shamayim. The Rama quotes this, Paskins this, and that's the source of our minhag not to invite someone to a bris. It's interesting, the Rama only writes, says it by Mila. It doesn't say it by Nisuin, but the Rishonim do seem to say it by Nisuin. And that's why we just, our minhag is to be Maidia, that you're making a bris, to make known as opposed to inviting. Once you invite the person to come to the bris and they don't come, then you are being mezalzel in this inyan.
Maybe because by Nisuin it's a frequently case where the type of Bastam Chuchum is that we have to have
more. They'll be saying that maybe the reason why the Ramah doesn't mention it by Nisuin is because maybe it's very common to have chasnas where it's not, where it's, you know, a bas talmid chacham to an amar aretz and so on, and therefore it's less motzi. I remember I was once a friend of mine who was living in Bnei Brak, and he called me up. He said, you know, I had a baby, I'm making a bris, please come to the suda. So I said, you know, it's Bnei Brak, you know. I asked Rav Zvi Weber, the Rav of Neve Yaakov, and I said, and now he invited me to the suda, but Pem Ole, you know, what am I supposed to do now? Do I have to go? And he said, he says, yeah, if someone invites you, someone lives in America and invites you to the suda, you think you have to go? It means the zilzal is, it's fairly easy to go. You know, it requires a little bit of effort, and you don't go, that's a zilzal. But you don't have to go and schlep to the to another city to go. Thus, gate nishtar rein in ein amesiv besu this mitzvah and so on. Really saying that it seems to be a little bit out of place, the case of not someone who's min olim miraglov. We mentioned the importance of wearing shoes. I mean, Rav Yashiv just says it's a person is being mezalzel in themselves. It's a gnai ba'atzmai, and there's a musig of bizui Torah, bizui talmid chacham. It seems to be that it's more an inyan of talmid chachamim if you walk in an undignified manner, and therefore perhaps you're bringing shame and opprobrium onto Torah and so on. Maybe that's what it is. But you're right; it does seem to be doesn't seem to say talmid chacham explicitly. Good. Then we said, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Mata, Amar Rab Mishum Rab Yesi, Ish Hutzal, Menayin She'in Sholem, Bekaldim. From where do you know that you're not supposed to inquire and ask from the astrologers? Shneimer Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elekecha. So you're going against Tamim Tia. Uminayin, meaning to say that there is the it's not that they don't have the chachma as such, and as we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, "Say mi itzdagmino shalcha ein mazol Yisrael." Avada, there is legitimacy in mazol, and like the Ramchal writes at length in Derech Hashem and on many other sources. But to go and actually inquire from them, that we don't do. Tamim tia. From where do you know that if your friend is greater than you, even in one area, that that is enough of a reason to be noyeg by kavod? Shneimer kol kavel di ruach yatira be malka asis lahakamuse al kol malchusa, meaning because he had this tesefes ruach of chachma upon him, so the king thought to appoint him over the entire malchus. So he had something over him, and that was a reason why he was roi for kavod. Tesis says, again on the next Amud, Tzarech Linig Bei Kavod, B'shalei Lamed Mimenu. We're not speaking about when you've learnt from the person. You just know that the person is greater than you in one area. Tzarech Tesis, the B'lamed Mimenu Amrin and B'David, Karayu Rabbi Alufay, Tachitayfal Avabi Shalei Lamed Elishnei Dvarim. But even though David was greater, but because he had learnt from him a small amount, that was enough reason. Here we're saying you haven't learned from him, but he happens to be greater than you in one area, and that's also reason to be mechavadim. B'hayyishabis al dam tahar asura l'shamesh. Another thing which we're saying over here, b'shem Rabbi Yosi ish hutzal, is that it is also for a woman who is yishabis al dam tahar to have tashmish. Now we know mi'ikra hadin. If a woman gives birth to a male, she's tmeah for 7 days. The next 33 days, whatever dam she sees is dam tahar. That the dam is tahar, and even if she's bleeding, once she goes to the mikveh after day 7, then you can totally disregard the blood. When it comes to an akeva, the first 14 days she's tmeah, and then the next 66 days, the dam is tahar. So on the eve of day 41, the nights of 41 for a boy, or the nights of 81 for a girl, that is already the ma'avar, that's the switch, that's the potentially dangerous time when you might be so accustomed to disregarding any blood which you see, because even if it's blood from the makar, you can totally disregard it. So therefore we say there's a din that a woman is Yesheves Adam Tahar, she's Asur L'Shamish, says the Gemara, Akama, Amarav, Oina, or Oina Achas, for one 12-hour period. If you look at the Rashbam, Dira Maschul, Asur L'Shamish, but Elan's in the bottom, Asur L'Shamish, for Apapishli Rasa, she hasn't seen anything. She might have even done a bedika and she's clean. The concern is that she might see and she'll still disregard it. So we say, you know, after 40 days, for 12 hours, you're not allowed to be together. In this way, she knows to make that switch. Says the Gemara, in reference to that we said, Yesi Ish Hutzel, Tana, who Yosef Yishutzel, who Yosef Abavli, who Isi ben Gur Aryeh, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Mahalal, Umashmoy Isi ben Akav Yishmoy. So we mentioned seven names which he had. So what's the pshat? Why did he have so many names? So Rav Yashar quotes from the Sefer Halachas Ketanis, who says that it was Shasa Shmad, and because of Shasa Shmad, he was, you know, getting into trouble with the government, and he always had to change his name, but it's one and the same. Says the Gemara, who Reb Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Reb Yitzchak ben Hakla, who Reb Yitzchak ben Elah, the Bach takes out the next who. That person is also the same one. Now, Reb Yitzchak, when it mentions Reb Yitzchak, so we say, Ben Acha Dishmaitehu. So if we're discussing Shmaitza, we're discussing a halachic topic, so then it's Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha. So in other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha Dishmaitehu, whereas Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pinchas Dagaratu. But if it's a Divri Drushna and Agarato, then it's going to be Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pinchas. How are we going to remember this? V'simoneich Shimon Achai V'Rei'ai, meaning Shimu is Miloshen Shmaitza, Achai is Miloshen Acha. So if it's Shmaitza, then it is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yechana Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloy. Achol Botzel, Veshev Betzel. It's better to eat onion and sit in the shade. Meaning eat vegetables which are inexpensive, you won't have daigas, you'll be able to relax and sit in the shade. Whereas, v'lo teichol avozin v'tarnegolim, but don't eat geese and chicken, v'hei libcha redif alecha. And if you do this, so then you're gonna be running after taivas, the Rashbam is in Mas'av alecha kol shah shehur galta, because you have accustomed yourself to fine cuisine. Better to spend less money on your food and put more money into your property, right? That's a much better investment. Ki asa ula amar masla maslin b'marava. They give a marshal in Eretz Yisrael, and they say the following: the achal al yisa tashi ba'alisa. Someone who eats fat meats from the tail needs to hide from his creditors, and needs to go up to the roof. Whereas the achal akakuli, someone who eats vegetables, akikli the master shakiv, he is able to, says Rashi, four lines down, akikli the master al ashpois ha'ir makim shishabani ha'ir yeshvin, he can be out in the public, in the middle, on Main Street, he's not scared of anyone, he eats simple food, and therefore he's got some money, he can pay his debts and so on. But if you're a high flyer, so then at times you get yourself into trouble. Okay, now we're back to Shmaitza. We spoke about Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha to Shmaitza, so we're back to Shmaitza after several dapim. Talk to Mishnah. Mozgu loy kais rishon. They pour for him the first kais, and as we know, there's an inyan to show chayrus, and therefore one should not pour. Certainly the Balabais, the Balaseder, should not pour. Yishna again, that no one pours their own kais. So mazgulei kais rishon, v'shamerim rim, mevarach al hayom, v'yachakach mevarach al hayom. So first, in the kiddush which you say, your mazkir kedushas hayoyim, and then your mazkir, and then you say berbragofen. No, first you say a berbragofen, and then your mazkir kedushas hayoyim. Tan Rabbanan, Devarim Shebein Beishami Beishil B'Su'uda Beishami Eimrim Mevarach Layayim V'yach Hakach Mevarach Al Hayayim Mipnei Shehayayim Gerim Layayim Shiyavay. And because the, says Beishami, why does it make sense to be Mevarach on the day? Because the day is what causes you to say Kiddush. So it's more logical to first be Mazkir, the Kedusha of the day. That is the Siba, that's the Mechayev of Kiddush, and that's the Gerim of Yayin, and then say the Beri Priyagofen, Ukfar Kiddush Hayom. A second reason is, Ukfar Kiddush Hayom Adayin Yayin Leibon, meaning the day, the Kiddush of the day has already been Chal, and you have yet to be Nigash to the Suda, but the Kiddush of the day has come already, and therefore it makes sense to preface that in the order of Kiddush. You should be mevarach on the wine first, and then on the day second. Why? Because the yayin is the cause of the kiddush. If you don't have yayin, then you won't say kiddush. And even if we know you can say kiddush on pass, but the same thing, if you don't have pass, then you can't say kiddush. So the yayin is absolutely indispensable. So, yeah? What do you mean?
Can't make it shall pass because of the hefty.
Oh, Dubi's just saying on Seder night when you're not supposed to make kiddush ala pass because you're not supposed to go straight into matzah. Mm, interesting. Yeah. Okay, Al Kabanim said Beisil Beislam Mavrach Liyan Nachim Mavrach Liyem Leishayan Giyom Lekiddush Shetiyamer Dabra Acher. A second reason in Beisil Al. Birkas Hayayin Tadira, or Birkas Hayayim Eina Tadira. Tadir Vishena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Meaning it makes sense to preface the Hagafen, because it is Tadir vis a vis the Brach of Kiddush. Says the Gemara Vahalacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. We baskin like Beis Hillel, says the Braisa. Frag the Gemara, my Dovra Acher. What's chat in the Dovra Acher of Beis Hillel? Bechi Tema. Maybe you'll say that it makes sense that we should go like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says two reasons why you should preface Kedushas Hayoyim. Number one, because it's the Kedusha which causes the Kiddush. Number two, the Kedusha of the day has been Chal before your Nigash to your Suda. So maybe you'll say, Hasam Tarti V'Hachachada, Nein, Achanami Tarti Ninu. There's a second reason in Beis Hillel, Tadir Shina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. And that we said, Valach Kedivri Beis Hillel, Frankim Abshita, the Ha Nafik Baskol. Of course, we're going to baskin like Beis Hillel. We know that the Baskol came out and said, Eilav Eilu Divri Lekim Chaim, Halacha Kedivri Beis Hillel. Says Gemara to answer, Zibu Yisim a Kaidim Baskol. So it's before there was a Hachra of the Baskol. Zibu Yisim a La'achar Baskol. But Rabbi Yeshua he damer ein mashkiach in bebaskol. Or we're going like the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we never listen to a baskol. So referring to the machlekes in Bamatzia Tana Shel Achnoi, that Rabbi Eliezer was arguing against Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim, and the Gemara Rabbi Eliezer says, if I'm right, let this prove me right. Case of Beis Hamedrash and all the various things. And finally, he said, let a baskol come down from Shemayim. And it said, Amadu Bishwal Raglov, and said, Ein Mashkiachin Bebaskol. So we need the Brisa to say that we paskin like Beis Hillel, either because it was before the Baskol, or it's going like Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't listen to a Baskol. Teza says over here, Darmein Mashkiachin Bebaskol, Vim Temer, Maishno de Kaimalan Kebaskol de Beis Hillel, Vale Kaimalan Kebaskol de Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, you know, we're paskin like the halacha is like Beis Hillel because of the baskol, but we don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, even though there was a baskol. So, for example, this is Maishna. This says Vishlim the halacha Beis Hillel havi ruba, meaning the baskol with Beis Hillel was going in tandem together with the normal default halachic mechanism that you go basarayv. The pasuk says, "Achri Rabim lahatis Beis Hillel with a roiv." And the Baskel said, "Halachik Beis Hillel." So there was nothing really novel in the Baskel. Ella, the Beis Shammai mechad b'tvei. Beis Shammai were sharper, and therefore maybe you might have said, maybe the din of Achri Rabim lahatis is only when they're shaveh b'chachma. So now the Baskel said, "Halachik d'Rabbi Beis Hillel." But in essence, it's not being mechadish anything. Aval hasam the baskol haya keneged rabim, the baskol of Rabbi Eliezer was going against the normal din Torah of Achri Rabim lahatis, and therefore lekaimel and hachi u baskol leyotzasa ela lechvoidoi kedurin hasam in hashemai mechichu and so on, and that is the difference between the baskol of Beis Hillel and the baskol of Rav Eliezer. There's a lot to talk about over here, but he says that the Rambam says, when the Rambam gives an example of a Navi Sheker, so he says, what's Heichidami Navi Sheker, who's Mechuyiv Chenek? So he says, Kegoin Sha'omer, Shenemer Lei B'Nevuah Min HaShemayim Shalach G'divrei Pliny. If a fellow gets up and says, you should know, it was told to me, B'Nevuah, that we paskin like Pliny. Zakt Rambam dezeh I efsher shalei b'shamayimi v'zeh nevuah sheker shalei shayich shemi hashamayim yemru loy lisna bekach. There's no way that min hashamayim there'd be any type of thing. So says Rav Yashiv imkein eich samchu kan al basko lahachria halacha kebeis Hillel. Meaning if that is the example of a navi sheker, that it's lo yitachin that min hashamayim they would come to be machriya and say that we paskin like Pliny, and therefore if a Navi says the halacha is like X, the halacha is like Pliny, it's muzayin that the fellow is a Navi Shaker, because there's no way that there'd be a achram and a shemayim to say we paskin like this person. So imkein eich samchu kan al baskol achriya halacha kebeis Hillel. That is a question which the achronim deal with, or sameach and others.
It wasn't a good to a single Navi, it was a good to a group.
One more time, say again.
The Baskel was Megillah to a group of people.
The suggestion is that the Baskel was Megillah to a group of people, but so what? Why should it make a difference? The Rambam says the reason why you're definitely a Navi Sheker, because there's no way, Shalei Shayech, Shemei HaShemayim Yoyimru Loi, Lesna Bekach, because Lei B'Shemayimi. It's not within the remit of the Shemayim to tell us how to paskin. So if so, why Bechlal, and how is it possible for the Baskel to be doing that?
Can we say that when Mashiach comes, you'll pass the light to Shammah?
There are sources which say that.
Is
yeah.
Is the Rai of Shammah, it's not that the Shammah is wrong.
No. Oh, for sure. There was never ever a tzad to say that Beishama was wrong. Fakir, that's Mefurisha Gemara. Elu ve'elu divra lekim chayim, the Gemara says. That's for sure. Okay, let's see a little bit further. A couple more minutes. Heviu lefanov. Okay, now we're getting to mamish into the Seder. So heviu lefanov, they bring in front of him. They bring in front of him metabo bechazeris ad shemagia leparperes hapas. This first line is a little bit difficult to translate. Heviu lefanov, the Rishonim say, means they bring yirakis forward to this person, meaning it's after kiddush. So we're holding now by karpas. So hiviyul ufanov, they bring yirakis to do karpas. So mitabo bechazeres, he dips bechazeres. Now chazeres we translate usually as lettuce. So he's dipping the lettuce or eating the lettuce. So let's see Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi says mitabo bechazeres kolaymar im ein sham yerek acher mitabo lachazeres bechareses vayichol. Meaning, usually when it comes to karpas, we don't use lettuce for karpas. We use lettuce for mara. But, says Rashi, if a person doesn't have any other vegetable other than chazeres, so then you can use chazeres, and we're saying over here, mitabo. Says Rashi, what does it mean, mitabo? Well, to the extent that you're using lettuce, you're using what we would call mara, which is bitter. So then you should use a bit of haroses to neutralize the pungency of the maror. So if you don't have any other vegetable, you don't have a potato or whatever it is you use for karpas, so then you're going to use chazeres, and you will dip the chazeres in chareses. That is the way Rashi learns. If you look at the first line of the Rashbam, middle of the line, the haitibul lab chareses hu. It's not in chareses. Kidiktan lakamei, the mission is going to say in a minute, here's the ulefan of matzah, the chazeres, the chareses. Michal da adayin loy hiviu. The ha chazeres labdafka, elen ein sham yerech achem etam mechazeres v'eichel. So when we say chazeres, it's only in the event that he doesn't have any other vegetable, that he has to use the same vegetable that he's going to be using for maror, say hiviu levan of etam mechazeres, in the event that he doesn't have any other vegetable. Say again. The question is, why is the Mishnah bringing b'dieved? I mean, you see that already from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Hiviu lefanav. It doesn't say mivin lefanav. It says, if they brought... Well, we're going to see in the Gemara a little answer to that. If you look at Tezis Dibra Maskom and Tavu Mechazeres in the first wide line, Umiyu Hecha Shatibol Rishn Havi B'Shar Yerakas, if you're not using a morer type of vegetable, Eidin Tzarech Litmo B'Charesis, but it's just that if you don't have any other vegetable other than the type of vegetable which you would use to be a maror, then, as we know, you dip the maror in haresis in order to neutralize the pungency of the maror. So when you get to carpus, so if he doesn't have any other vegetable other than lettuce, one which he uses for maror, then either he eats it or he dips it in something, ad shemagia leparperes hapas, until he reaches parperes hapas. What does this mean? Look at the Rashbam over here, two lines down. Ad shemagia leparperes hapas, koitim shemagia lo oisin chazeres, shu oichal achar matza. So, meaning this is the vegetable which he's eating now, until he reaches the parperes, which comes after the pas. Until he reaches the parperes, which parperes is something which stimulates and encourages and promotes achila. So this vegetable which he's eating now, that will suffice. Ad shemagia leparperes hapas. Again, koidim shiagia lo eis chazeres, shu oichal achar matzah. Shu mevarach alach ches marak, dechsev matzah zmerim. And so on. So that is the inyan of, if you look at Tesis Achimagila Parperes Hapas, Parperes Kari Hamorer Sheichel Achar Hamatsa. That is another, it's a nickname for the Mara which he's eating. Parperes Kalimar Mamsheches Hamaychel Kamei Parperes Lechachma. Shayirakis Mamsheches Halev Lemaychel. And so on. So again, just to touch the Mishnah, Heviu Lefanav, if b'di'evit, they brought him lattice or a maror type of vegetable, because he doesn't have anything else available, so he will use that for karpas, and he will be metabol, which some Rishonim are kind of madche the lashon of metabol, and they just say it's another way of saying he eats it, and some say, no, to the extent that he's using a maror type of vegetable, he needs to dip it in the haresis, in order to neutralize the effects of the strong vegetable, and this will tide him over atchamagia lipaparas hapas until he reaches the real maror, which comes after matzah. Heviu lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'chareses v'shnei tavshilin, and they're medayik. Why use a lashon b'di'evid if they brought in front of him matzah and maror and chareses? And they say the only reason why it uses a lashon of bidyeved is based on the beginning of the Mishnah. As we said, the beginning of the Mishnah is bidyeved, that he didn't have another vegetable for karpas, and he was forced to use a maror vegetable, bidyeved, so we continue using a nusach of a bidyeved. And we'll see what the shnei tavshilin is for. Afal pi she'ein haresis mitzvah. Even though the haresis which is being brought is not actually a mitzvah, says the last Rashi. Ulekamei parech, hoyovalav mitzvah, amai maisila. So why bring it? If it's not a mitzvah. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Tzadik, Omer Mitzvah. Now it is a mitzvah. Over Mikdash, I'm in Lefanav, Gufay Shel Pesach. There's Manjer Beis Mikdashkayim. They would bring the Karban Pesach also. So, let's see a little bit, a couple of minutes. It says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish. So let's think about this before we see the Gemara. The Gemara spoke about a case where the fellow didn't have any other vegetable, the carpus. So he's using a maror vegetable, chazeres, and so on. And then, what is he going to do? He's going to eat matzah, and then he's going to have maror. Right? But why does he need to have maror again if he already used a vegetable which he could have been yotzei maror? So Amar Reish Lakish Zeisim Meres. From the fact that the Mishnah says that after matzah he has maror again, mitzvah strichas kavana, it must be the mitzvah strichas kavana. Kevin the lebe idem chiva the maror who the achalei bereper adama who the achalei. So being that he's just having the karpas at the regular stage of the seder at the beginning before Chazal placed the mitzvah, which is after matzah, and therefore he's just saying a bereper adama. And he doesn't have kavana for maror. Therefore, after eating matzah, he's going to have to take another piece of chazeres and dip it and have it l'shem maror. It's like a daitach mitzvah loy by kavana. If you would say that mitzvahs don't need kavana, lama lacha trei dibuli atavale chadazimna. He already consumed chazeres one time. The interesting psak of the Maharal in Perek Nun of Gevuras Hashem, he says, L'chari, you see from here that you do need to take a kezias for karpas. Because if you don't need to take a kezias for karpas, what's the tzad of the Gemara to say, why do you need to go ahead and take a second piece of chazeres? You've already been yetzer once. Tell you why. Because you had less than a kezias. Yeah, you haven't had a maisa achila. Elamaisak the Maharal, you see from here that you need to take a kezias for karpas. The Karban Asanel is Madcha the Raya of the Maral, as do others. In Lamaisa, what we usually do is we take less than a Kazayas, notwithstanding everyone's taiva to have like several pieces of carpus. I'm sorry? What do you mean? They're asking, there's a Hilchas Brachas consideration of Brain of Fashas and so on. But Mitzah, the actual Raya of the Maral, he's saying, L'chera, you see the etzim that you shouldn't have to take a kezias, because otherwise the whole thing doesn't start. Al-Kobanah is what Reish Lakish wanted to say. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have a raya. You don't have a raya, says the Gemara, no. Why are you doing this twice? You're doing this, Kedesh Shalatinakis, Mechite Memkein, Lishmin and Shai Yerakis. So why don't you tell me that you took something else other than chazeres, which is a maror type of vegetable, if the whole inyan is just kadesh shalatinakis. So now yashman and shayirakis, then I would say avamina hey chadika shayirakis would have been in treiti bule. I'm a chazeres, lechuda, if you're using chazeres twice, lay by treiti bule. You don't? Kamashman, dafil chazeres, by treiti bule, keichatel havile, keiralitinakis. You always need to do something, but there's a hacker for the Tanoi case, and hence, you don't have a raya. Secondly, says the Gemara of Oid Tanya, have another raya against the Reish Lakish. Achlan demai, yotze. If a person eats, mara of demai, you are yotze. Achlan bali miskaven yotze. If you do without kavana, you're yotze. Achlan lachatzayin yotze. If you have half a kazayas, you're yotze. Bavacha yisha ben achila lachaverta. If half a kezias, wait a minute, and then you have another chatzi kezias. So al kavanim yisti, you don't need kavana. Says Reish Lakish tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoi. Whether you do, you don't need kavana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yisi, Eimer Avabi Shetibo, the chazeres, meaning fewer karpas, mitzvah lahavi levanim chazeres chareses shnitav shilin for maror. So even though you had chazeres, you had your lettuce for karpas, you need to have it again. So it must be holds that mitzvahs shichas kavana. Says the Gemara, no, I can't be my deal. Because Rabbi Yisrael mitzvahs shichas kavana. Behind the being in treiti buli, keich to have a care of tinekis. Now, again, maybe the only reason why you're doing this is that there should be a hacker for the tinekis. Says Reish Lakish, no, imkain my mitzvah. why would it say it's a mitzvah to bring chazeres? If the whole reason is just kedesh yishala tenekes, it should have said you bring chazeres and so on. But from that, if it says it's a mitzvah, that seems to imply that you utterly, totally, and utterly have not been yetsa, and therefore mitzvah shrichas kavana. Okay, we'll call it here, and we'll pick it up at